Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Standing by is our good friend, NBA and college basketball insider, longtime writer, currently covering the sport for Stadium Sports. And we actually just played a clip of his earlier in the week that we talked a lot about regarding Brad Stevens and the woeful Celtics. Our friend Jeff Goodman. Jeff, good morning. How we doing?
You know, I feel like a horrible person when I say that the Celtics should move on from Brad Stevens potentially, because I've known him for so long, and I think Brad Stevens is like the best human being in the world. So, like, honestly, I feel like a bad human being when I say it.
But it was really interesting because for those reasons that you mentioned, a lot of people don't want the Celtics. They don't want to have to criticize Brad Stevens for the Celtics' problems this year. But as you had alluded to, hey, it might be better for both sides. What have you seen for the Celtics this year that make you believe that maybe a parting of the ways is the best for both?
A lot. In terms of, I think number one, it's that this group just doesn't fit well together under Brad's system, right? Either you've got to change your system in the way you play, or if you're Danny Ainge, you better get him some different players. I also think maybe it just run its course. You know, I just don't see, you have to make a move if you're Danny Ainge. Right, you have to do something. You can't go in with the same core group. And ultimately, to me, you got to make a significant move. You can't make a minor move. A minor move isn't going to do anything with this team. So the only two scenarios I really see, because, again, you can't trade Kemba Walker. You're going to get 50 cents in the dollar. I would not trade Jason Tatum for anybody in the game right now, not named Luka Doncic. I wouldn't. So what do you have left? Either Brad Stevens or Jaylen Brown. And I've said I would trade Jaylen Brown in a deal for Bradley Beal. Celtics fans think I'm crazy. I mean, they think, I don't know, Jaylen Brown's Michael Jordan or something. To me, Bradley Beal's a better player. You'd have to give up more than Jaylen Brown. You might have to give up Jaylen Brown and, you know, your first-round pick this year and something else. Aaron Nesmith. Nobody wants to part with Robert Williams here because they think he's the next Bill Russell. I would do Jaylen Brown and Robert Williams for Bradley Beal and call it a day and be happy. And I think both sides, you know, my take on Bradley, everybody's like, well, why would Bradley Beal come to Boston? Well, if they barely sneak into the playoffs, which they're going to do, the play-in game this year, does Bradley Beal get to a point where he says, you know what, I want out? Because every star does at some point that doesn't win. It's just a matter of time before they want out. Maybe they make it to the end of their contract, but a lot of times they just demand to be out. Now, what people may not realize listening to your show is, like, Bradley Beal and Jason Tatum are boys. They went to the same high school. Beal's like a big brother to Tatum. So, and Beal's more of a ball mover than Jaylen Brown is. So I hate to go away from your original point, which was why Brad Stevens, but I think it's one or the other. But I think you've got to – got to do something here. You can't go in with the same group if you're Danny Ainge next year with the same coach.
Well, do you think it's realistic? Because everything that we've been told is that Ainge doesn't want to make a move. The ownership is happy with both Ainge and Brad Stevens, that Stevens isn't going anywhere, which is why Stevens reportedly turned down that monster offer from Indiana. So is it even realistic to think that they would move on from him?
He's not going back to college. Like, that offer might have been $15 million a year, and I don't think it would have mattered. You know, Brad Stevens enjoys the NBA right now. He'll have other NBA opportunities if something happens with the Celtics. He doesn't want to go back to recruiting. He doesn't want to go back to college. as they put in name, image, likeness. He talks to a bunch of coaches in college, and they're all telling him, stay in the NBA. It's much easier. You get the coach. You don't have to deal with, you know, shooting around the country to watch 16-year-old kids and wave to them just so they know you're there. So I just think, yeah, he makes a ton of money. He just signed a five-year deal, a new deal last year. So he's got 4 years left at, according to NBC Boston's Chris Forsberg told me yesterday or 2 days ago, he said he thinks it's somewhere in the $7 million range. So you're talking $28 million or reasons why, if you're Celtics ownership with Krauspeck, that you're not going to move on Brad Stevens. But again, I just think if you're Danny Ainge, you have no choice. What are you going to do? Are you going to move Romeo Langford? Say that's enough? Like, no, I just don't think Tatum, Brown, and Walker fit well together because they're all ball-dominant players. And the other part of it is I just don't understand why Brad Stevens allows everybody to shoot threes. Like, I really feel like D.A., if you were out there on the court, he'd let you jack six or seven threes. My guess is you wouldn't make any of them.
That's right.
But he'd let you keep shooting them.
Jeff Goodman joins us this morning on the show, Stadium Sports Basketball Insider. Elsewhere in the NBA playoffs, one of the best stories of the game and the league this year has been the Knicks. They made a change at GM. They made a change at coach. They brought in Julius Randle. Out of those three things, what's the biggest reason the Knicks are a squarely in the playoffs type of franchise this year?
I mean, I guess you've got to say it's Leon Rose because he's the one who hired Tibbs, right? I mean, their relationship from CAA and, you know, and then obviously Julius Randle has been terrific. Randle doesn't surprise me, Damon. He really doesn't. I've seen him play since AAU ball. I absolutely love this kid, always. And I just felt like he needed the platform and the opportunity and the freedom. But he's always had this skill set. When they hired Leon Rose and Worldwide West, I was critical and can't believe they've done this. But you've got to give a ton of credit to Leon Rose for hiring Tibbs and probably most of the credit to Tibbs for figuring it out. Because you look at this roster and you're like, there's no way in hell this roster should have a team finish ahead of the Boston Celtics roster. No matter how many issues the Celtics have had this year with missed COVID games and injuries and whatnot, that Knicks roster has no reason finishing ahead of it and not dealing with a playing game when, you know, Washington has two superstars and the Celtics have two or three superstars or all-stars. Tibbs is coach of the year.
What'd you think about the announcement yesterday that the Pac-12 had hired a new commissioner, but like Larry Scott, a guy that they ran off on a rail, had no experience in sports and had experience in entertainment in the MGM world, but once again, they took a flyer with a guy that didn't know sports administration?
Yeah, I was surprised. You know, a lot of people thought it was going to be Oliver Luck, but listen, anybody's better than Larry Scott. Anybody. Doesn't matter who you put in there. You could put my 17-year-old daughter in there, and she'd do a better job than Larry Scott. I mean, his arrogance from the get-go, nobody liked him at the Pac-12 network. Nobody liked him in the Pac-12. The coaches, didn't matter who you talked to. They just thought he was the wrong guy for the job. So this guy who, again, doesn't have any experience, I hope it wasn't the Pac-12 trying to outthink themselves last time, you know, like last time when they did, you know, they hired Larry Scott from World Tennis. But you know, I got to figure this guy has a better sense of business, you know, running MGM Resorts and their whole deal there. And I just don't know. I would have went a more traditional route. Pac-12's got a lot of work to do, football and basketball. A lot of work to do, and I don't know if they can dig out of this thing. But I'm an Arizona grad, so I'm hoping and praying they become more relevant and I can stay up for more Pac-12 games. Than I did this past year.
You know, Patrick Baldwin Jr. commits this week to Milwaukee instead of Duke and so many other big programs that were on him, Virginia. And we talked about this, how is this a real kind of game changer for college basketball where kids could go to smaller schools like Milwaukee in the Horizon League, but because it's one and done and because there's name, image, likeness now, that maybe big players could go to smaller schools? Or is this kind of an anomaly because his dad is coaching there? How'd you read it?
Yeah, we're overthinking this. The dad always wins. Okay, the dad almost always wins. The last time that the dad, as a head coach, hasn't won against a big-time recruit was Jason Capel, who went to North Carolina. His dad, his late dad, was the head coach at Old Dominion. And Jeff Capel, Jason's brother, told me, my dad told him, you're not coming here. You're not playing for me. But the dad doesn't do that very often. I mean, you go through the list. You know, I wrote a story in it the other day. You know, Bryce Drew, Pat Knight, Pete Maravich, Ray McCallum, both the McCaffrey sons, Buddy Boeheim. They all play for their dad. Now, the dad had never beaten Mike Krzyzewski before. So I thought maybe going against K might have a chance. Not even K. Throwing the lure is of playing for your dad.
As an Arizona grad, what do you think about the recruitment of Arthur Kaluma? Do you think he ends up with the Wildcats? It's Arizona, it's Syracuse, it's Creighton, it's Washington right now that look like the finalists for the top 35 player in America.
Well, listen, Tommy Lloyd's done a good job so far. Let's see what he can do. I think, obviously, his international ties are strong. I just think if you're Tommy Lloyd in Arizona, you're just trying to take a step forward at this point and be relevant and be able to get guys, you know, top 50, top 100 guys. He's going to go heavy international because that's where his strongest ties are. But I just want to see Arizona. I'm happy now they're moved on to a new chapter at this point. And I think they just, you know, again, when I sat down with Lute Olson about a year and a half ago before he passed away, you could tell, and he had trouble talking at that point. He passed about a year ago now. But you could see it on his face, and when he was trying to talk to me about it, he wanted the Sean Miller era over. He wanted to move on from it. He felt like the program had just gone through so much, and I think Tommy Lloyd's the right guy to kind of take it forward at this point. And, you know, again, hopefully they'll be decent this year. They got a really good transfer from Utah. Who can play the point, and they've kept most of their international guys because of Tommy Lloyd's, again, his strong ties overseas.
You've been doing a lot of work on the NIL front. We'll see how this changes college basketball, but I know you had a big conversation on the Field of 68 podcast, and so everybody's wondering, right, what it's going to look like, how it's going to happen, how it's going to be instituted. A really cool conversation they had with a lot of great college basketball insiders on the Field of 68 podcast.
Yeah, Jim Cavalli, who runs Influencer, big company that has dealt with NIL, and you know the one thing he said was, listen, he and others on the podcast that we had said the majority of what we're looking at early is social media. That's how these kids are going to make their money. You know, you look at some of these kids and the followings they have. There's a kid named Mikey Williams who's a high school player right now who's got 3 million Instagram followers, and I just saw it the other day. I clicked on when he went live, and it was like, seriously, it was like he was LeBron. He did it from, like, I don't even know where he was. But he was in some neighborhood, and everybody's coming up to him. And you just wonder what a kid like that can make right now in college. You know, he can make a lot of money. Now, there aren't a ton of those. And that's the thing, is how many of these kids are going to make real, real money with NIL. But I think that and the one-time transfer rule, which is going into effect here, are going to be game changers for college basketball. And the turnover is just going to be absolutely amazing next season. I think you're going to have more than 50% of all the players around the country be new on each roster when you look at it.
Wow, 50%. If you are interested in the changing dynamics of college basketball, how this will all look, it's more than a one-hour conversation, and it's so good. It's got media members, it's got former players, it's got assistant coaches, it's got people in the social media world. Field of 68 podcast, candid conversation about NIL. Jeff Goodman's part of it. Jeff, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, my man. Thanks so much for doing it. Follow Jeff on Twitter, at Goodman Hoops. We'll talk to you again, buddy.
Love you, D.A. Be well,
see
man.
See you, man. You too.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.